Francis is? All right, I'm going to quiz you. Hi. Do you know who St. Francis is? This guy right here with all the animals. Do you know who he is? Okay, you know what? You don't have to answer, but a yes or a no would be really helpful. Do you know who St. Francis is? Can you come on over here and help me out, please? No, over here. Here. Who's St. Francis?
That person.
Thank you. That is in keeping with today's worship. I really appreciate that. Thank you. You can sit down. So here's St. Francis. St. Francis was somebody who lived many, 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 many years ago. And he taught us a great lesson, one that we are learning again today. Do you know what the lesson is? Yeah, I love all living creatures. There's that. But there was something else that came before that. It was humility. So one of the things that St. Francis taught us is that we are not to be so tied up with the ways of the world that we forget about the important things. And if this morning isn't a perfect example of that sometimes we can get caught up on worrying about perfection and worrying about how we are distracted, that we forget about the important things. And gratefully, we have a lot of four-legged important things here today that have consistently reminded us, hey, I'm important, right? And that's brilliant. One of the things that was critical about what St. Francis was able to do, or what he did, and one of my favorite quotes in the world is, preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. Isn't that brilliant? I mean, really, there's nothing else that we have to go on. And I find it terribly ironic that we are talking about using words while we're also trying to figure out how do we talk to the animals. And while that is a fun song, which is a difficult song, which the choir, you pulled it off brilliantly, believe me. Enough out of you. What we probably don't do enough of is figuring out how to talk to our animals. Now, in my house, we have 4 cats, 4 dogs, 6 fish, and 1,100 square feet. Oh, and 2 people. And if my wife had her way, we'd have more dogs than that. And in our house, and I know this is true for every single one of you that has or has ever had a pet, so don't try to deny it. Every single one of our pets has their own voice, which we mimic brilliantly. And we carry on conversations with them, and they carry them on with us. And we help out. So my Great Dane is going to tell me how much I love you, Mommy. You're my favorite mommy. Cracker Jack over here is like, I don't care. You see? Her ears go up. Right? So we all have voices. We do this, what some would call anthropomorphizing, but I don't think it's just a projection of what we're thinking. I think we get to know our critters enough so that eventually we really are connected with them. Yes? So I want you to think for 1 minute what your favorite animal is. And if you are afraid to say it because it's other than the one you brought, then that's okay. What's your favorite animal? Puffins. Okay, Maggie, if you could talk to a puffin, what would the puffin say to you? Come swim with me because I'm a bird that swims. That's so beautiful. Thank you. Anybody else? A sloth. And what would the sloth say to you? Well done.
Take me home.
Take me home. Okay. Wolves. And what would the wolf say to you? I'm going to eat you. Wow. Okay. Hey, wolves. What else? What else you got?
Turtles.
What would the turtle say to you?
Why the rush?
Why the rush? Yeah, me and the sloth, we're just hanging out. What else? Yes.
A cat.
What would a cat say to you?
Tuna now, please.
Tuna now. Are you sure about the please? No, please. Okay, okay. What else you got? Yes, Judy.
Butterfly.
What would a butterfly say to you?
Don't be afraid of change.
Don't be afraid of change. Yes. Oh, now you want to talk to me. Okay. What you got? What's your favorite animal? I didn't hear you. A wolf? And what would the wolf say to you?
Hi.
Hi. It's a good place to start. Deborah.
Elephants.
Yes,
yes.
And they would say,
what are you doing to us?
What are you doing to us? What else? Yes. A chinchilla. And what would a chinchilla say to you? I'm too cute to be a coat. Ooh. California today just banned the sale of or the making of any fur garments, FYI, sidebar. What else? Yes, Sandy.
A bear.
What would a bear say?
Protect the cubs.
Protect the cubs. What else?
I was going to say bear too.
A bear too? And what would the bear say to you?
I don't see why you have to have a fridge.
I don't see why you have to have a fridge?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Okay. What else? Yes. Bass? Striped bass. And what would a striped bass say to you?
Release me.
Release me. Okay. Hello.
Can I say something along that same vein?
Only if you tell me an animal.
Multiple.
Multiple.
Pigs, cows, fish, and chickens.
Okay.
One of my favorite activists at Great Thought Experiment. If one of those animals came to you and said, why are you eating me? What would you say?
What would you say back? All right. What else? Yes. Yes. Thank you. Did you all get that? Who said no? No? So what she said was that elephants will often view humans the way we would view our own pets, with compassion and love and affection. And it is also why they will mourn when they lose one of their own. Anyone else? When Judy and Audrey got up and talked about the mission today and the fact of how many native lands have been decimated, it's very apropos to our conversation about how we see and talk and are relating to wildlife, isn't it? Because when we decimate land and we take land away, we're not just taking it away from one species, but we are taking it away from numerous species. Woodland Park is actively trying to figure out whether or not they should have open hunting in the city itself because of the number of deer, which is wrong in so many ways. But it's a one example where when we remove land, then multiple species are affected. Now, obviously, those of us who brought our four-leggeds today are intimately connected with them, aren't we? And even those who didn't, because they were didn't want anybody to see their four-leggeds because they might misbehave. And I get it because mine's perfect, and so I really appreciate. No. But what, for whatever reason, we have these beautiful creatures in our lives, don't we? And they bring us joy. And when we look at them, when we project onto them what we think they are thinking, we're probably not far off from some sort of truth, even if the truth is the desire to be in communication with one another. When an animal looks at you, right? I mean, really looks at you, you know there's a connection, you know? And it may be a dog that's just like falling over itself to get to you, or it may be a cat flipping you off with its tail. But in any way, they are communicating. And so on this day, when we have this beautiful, iconic vision of Francis, who was willing to walk naked through the streets rather than to adorn himself in the rich fabrics of his father's business, because he really looked at nature and creation as something to be cherished and to really look at the wolf as his brother, right? To look at the sun and the moon and the stars as his siblings. As we come together to celebrate our little critters, or big critters as they were, and to be grateful for them, we are also compelled to remember that this is but a small number of those who need our care and our love and our willingness to try to talk to them and to listen to them when they speak to us. Amen?
Amen.
And so, I will now get to go around and bless every single one of these creatures. Here's the blessing that I offer. And you can feel free to join in if you are so inclined. But it is thanking whichever critter I'm with and saying something. Name, what's her name?
Sadie.
Sadie, that's right. Hi, Sadie. Sadie, thank you for your beautiful spirit. May you be loved as much as you are willing to love. Cracker Jack. Thank you for your wonderful spirit, and may you be loved as much as you love. Clover. Where's Jake? Come here, Jake. Clover. Thank you for your wonderful spirit, and may you be loved as much as you love.
I'll go to him.
Jake. Thank you for your wonderful spirit, and may you be loved as much as you are loved. Yuki. Hi, sweetie. I don't want to scare you. Thank you for your wonderful spirit, and may you be loved as much as you love. Fuji, that's right. Oh, okay. So obviously we have to share. Remind me. Here we go. Fuji and
Polar.
Polar, that's right. Fuji, Polar. Thank you for your wonderful spirits, and may you both be loved as much as you love. Amen. And Fuji is saying, lady, why are you stopping?
So we have Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Butterscotch.
Butterscotch.
Bernstein.
Bernstein. Fluffy, Butterscotch, and Bernstein, thank you for your beautiful spirits, and may you be loved as much as you love. Who's next? Oh, Molly. Hi, Molly. I won't tell anybody that you bit me in the knee yesterday. Okay? We won't talk. I know, we won't talk about it. Okay? But Molly, thank you for your beautiful spirit. And may you be loved as much as you love. Hi, girls. Cassie and Andromeda. How are you? Long time no see. Gee, whatever are you saying to me? Come here, girls.
Oh. Cassie.
Oh. I know. Come here. Come here. Cassie, Andromeda, come here. Hi, girls. Hey. Thank you both for your wonderful spirits, and may you be loved as much. May you be loved as much as you love. I know. There you go.
Thank you.
Oh. Manny. Manny the nanny, or just Manny?
Manny, like.
I'm kidding. Oh, man. Oh.
I didn't name him.
So, again, humility. Hi, Manning, as in Peyton. Hi, sweetie. Thank you for your beautiful spirit. And may you be loved as much as you love. Did I miss anybody? So, will you join in me in saying, thank you, creation.
Thank you, creation.
For your wonderful spirit. And may we love you as much as you love us. Amen. When we stop and we take a moment and we are able to remember all that we have available to us, it demands our humility, and it demands that we are grateful. And one of the things that we demonstrate at this point in our worship each week is the gratitude that we have for one another. When we can offer one another our joys and concerns and ask one another to hold those and to cherish those joys and concerns, that is obviously humility and gratitude. And so I invite